I'm your host, Sabrina Nicole, and welcome back to the Empowered Expansion Podcast. Here, we're all about tapping into our true power and creating a life we love. Are you ready to be the badass, powerful creator you could choose to be? Join me every week for deep self-concept work, very practical consciousness tools, and some sexy inspiration to elevate your self-image and expand beyond your current reality. I'm going to show you how to relax into creation and have some fun and ease along the way. Let's go. So, if no one's told you yet, you have infinite choice in your life. You can make a new choice every 10 seconds. Before I really became aware of this, I remember like how stressful it was to make a choice, because it's like if I choose this college, that's like I just have to do it, and then I have no more choice after that. I'm stuck in that. Or if I choose this relationship, or you know, God forbid I get married and I'm suddenly in a marriage I don't like, I have no choice. I made that choice and then I have to be stuck with it. Then, yes, with time, with expansion, with consciousness, I realized, holy smokes, I have infinite choice in my life. Let me give you a simple example. Let's say you spent the whole weekend overeating, and for some reason you want to lose weight, or you don't want to, you know, feel like weighed down from the food, or you've been trying to work on your health, and you're here in this moment and you have a choice. Some people actually like the familiar misery. It's like, let me sit here and feel bad about my choices and feel disempowered. Or you can say, okay, whatever happened. In these next 10 seconds, I have choice. What do I choose now? It is so powerful to get present and allow yourself to start making choices. This subject goes so deep, because when you start realizing, like when you actually even start practicing making a ton of choices and exercising this muscle to make a choice again and again and again from the present moment, being aware of what works for you, or asking what works for me, what can I choose here? What are the infinite possibilities and choices I haven't even considered yet? So powerful. To help you kind of like get into this vibe of how much choice you have, I want to do a little exercise. So in these next 10 seconds, we're going to play a little game. After these next 10 seconds, your life is over. 10 seconds, what do you choose right now? Go. 10, 9, 8. 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Oh, you get another 10 seconds to live. What do you choose now for your life? 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Well, you know what? We're going to give you 10 more seconds. What do you choose now for your life? What do you choose? Okay, so the idea of this exercise was to kind of like help you get into the awareness of not overthinking into the future, not dwelling on the past. In these 10 seconds, with the life I have right now, what are the choices available to me? And you can even ask this question, like say, like, what are the choices available to me right now that I haven't even considered? That's a powerful question you can ask yourself. When you start making choices, you start creating your life. And making a choice doesn't have to be heavy, because guess what? In the next 10 seconds, you can make another choice. I remember I even realized this. I actually uploaded a similar episode in Spanish. I recorded it in Disney World. My family was going around to some rides and I was like, you know what? I'm going to have a coffee and record a podcast. And I remember at that time, I was a little stressed out because I had been stressed out and then I got out of it. Because I had paid for a full year's worth of rent in my apartment. And I was worried, you know, at the time I was kind of crushing on my my neighbor, who's now my boyfriend, but at the time I was like, oh, if I hear him partying or like I sense stuff I don't want to sense, then I'll just be stuck in this apartment for a year because I made that choice. And then I realized, like, hold on. I have infinite choice. And when I really started to think about it, I was like, okay, so I paid a full year's of rent. I used most of my savings. That doesn't mean I don't have any choices left. First of all, I mean, side note, beautiful things ended up happening. And I'm now in a wonderful, fun, amazing relationship with him. And I get to have my own apartment, like, right next door. It's amazing. Like, that wasn't even something I was letting myself fully consider. But in that moment when I wasn't really sure, like, if this apartment was going to work for me, when I had already chosen to pay the rent for a year, I was like, look, there's so much I could do. Let's say I want to move to Miami. I can talk to the landlord, and first of all, I can see if they'll somehow have some compassion and give me my money back. I can try to find someone else to rent for them. I can try to sublease. If they don't want me to rent my apartment out to anyone else, I can still ask them if I can find someone else to pay the rent. Can we just like replace contracts? I can just move and let go of the money and go create more. I started realizing, oh my God, there's so many choices I can make. I can move to another apartment and not, and just whatever, lose the money for the year. There was so many choices I was able to make after that choice of paying the rent for the year, you know? So I invite you to start seeing this in your life. When you make a choice, even if you're committing to something, you still have so many choices left after that, every 10 seconds. This is so fun and expansive for me to think about. So after this episode, I just invite you to go into that. Kind of like play with, like, all right, what choice do I want to make in these next 10 seconds? Oh, I want to use the bathroom. Okay, go. On the way to the bathroom, you say, you know what? No, I don't really need to use the bathroom. I'm going to go brush my hair. Okay, yeah, you choose to go brush your hair. Once you're done brushing your hair, what do I choose in these next 10 seconds? And kind of start being present to how much infinite choice you have after you make a choice. It's so beautiful. I love this idea. And something that's coming up for me is this idea of like, whoa, wait, Sabrina. If I let myself continually like do and choose whatever I want, then I'm not really going to create anything in my life, because it's like it takes discipline, and sometimes you have to choose something and follow the plan even if you don't want to. Interesting that that just came up. Here's what I have to say to that. To that, I use heavier light. For example, I love chocolate cake. You put a chocolate cake in front of me, I'm probably going to have some. I could choose it in those 10 seconds. But there gets to a point where that cake is no longer light to choose. Okay? This brings us to another point in the podcast. Start making choices that are light. Remember, I talked about this in a previous episode. What's heavy? What's light? Heavy is like if you're in a trash can that's stinky, smelly, compressed, and you're just like, ugh, feeling heavy. That's heaviness. And light, it's like if you're in a wonderful field or on the beach with amazing people around, all this spaciousness, something you really like, that's what lightness feels like. So the more light choices you make, the lighter your life becomes. Because how many times do we set a plan and it feels heavy to do something, but we keep doing it because we think that's what we're supposed to do, and then we keep creating more and more heaviness in our life? Now, this is very different from immediate pleasure, because you can also put a chocolate cake in front of me and it can just feel overall heavy to choose that cake. So I don't choose it in these 10 seconds. By the way, there's nothing wrong with choosing, like making a heavy choice. I can have the cake in front of me and it can feel heavy to eat it, and I can choose to eat it anyway, and I don't have to go to the wrongness of me. I don't have to make it right or wrong. All right, I made a heavy choice. Maybe it'll create a little bit more heaviness in my life. How about I make some light choices and create something lighter in my life? So even when it comes to immediate pleasure, I used to think, you know, like, I can't trust myself. I have an animal brain that just wants to survive and it's always going to look for immediate pleasure. Beyond that, with your intuition, there is a heaviness and a lightness. So some immediate pleasure, I can still be aware, this feels heavy. This doesn't align with what I want to create. I even invite you to do that with food. Start seeing if it feels light to eat that. Okay. And again, let's say you know, something happened, you got a little overwhelmed or whatever, and you ate the whole chocolate cake. Okay. Still, get present, get in contact with your power again, and in these 10 seconds, you can choose what to do next. You can make a light choice. And, whoops, sorry, I banged the table. And there's a beautiful underlying theme here that you don't have to go to the wrongness of you. You don't have to make this quote-unquote right choice. I'm inviting you to choose just because you can, just because it could create something fun and beautiful in your life, and it can create more lightness. And if you've been creating heaviness in your life, you don't have to beat yourself up in this moment. That happened to me a lot with food when I was younger. It's like I made myself feel so bad for overeating, thinking it was going to help me, and it didn't. It just put me in a continuous loop where I felt bad, and the only thing that would help me was food, and then temporarily the food would help me, and then I would feel bad again, and it was just like the cycle. So I also invite you to not go to the wrongness of you. You don't have to make yourself wrong for what you've chosen so far. All right, it's done. You made those choices. Now, in these 10 seconds, what do you choose? All right, go have fun making some choices and exercising this muscle, and I will see you in the next one. What are the infinite choices you can make that you haven't even considered yet? Thank you so much for listening to today's episode. Do you have any questions or comments you'd like to share? Let's continue the conversation over on Instagram @EmpoweredExpansionPodcast. See you soon.